Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our friend, Mr. Jimmy Patsos. Hello, Jimmy. How do you do, buddy?
JP, what's up, brother?
Dude, I love talking to you because a zillion different things can happen. Obviously, you coach basketball.
Thank you for that.
You coach basketball for a long time. You do Wizards coverage for Monumental Sports Network. You do it all. Let's start. I do want to do some NBA
and
fun.
I do some Mystics, too. By the way, we're going to get the Mystics right out of the way. It's a rebuilding year, but a very positive rebuilding year. My friend Sidney Johnson's the coach. Sonya and Kiki are good. You give the Mystics a year because, you know, it's a little easier in that league to move up if they get another great pick. And you watch out. The Mystics are on the right path. Like their new general manager. I did some Mystics stuff, and that's, you give them a year, and they're going to be right there. So we got the Mystics out of the way. Let's go next.
Hey, hell yeah, go Sticks.
As a Hokies guy, I'm really disappointed Georgia Amor didn't get to play this year, but excited to see how she's
Georgia was with you, and then she went and talked to Toby. I heard you're a rising star in this industry.
Wow. I appreciate that.
That's it. You can just remember to learn some things from me, just like you learned some things from JP, but not everything. Okay, good.
Yeah,
Georgia's good. She's a fiery little point guard. It took Virginia Tech to the Final Four, I think. Went to Kentucky, got hurt. She's already going to be back in a year. She's very good. So go Hoke. I'm glad your Hokies are trying to make an imprint everywhere they can.
Jimmy and I are cut from a pretty similar cloth. So, and B. Mitch, too. I'd put us all in a relatively similar cloth. A young, impressionable, religious man like Toby definitely doesn't need to hang out with us like after 8 p.m.
Toby, balance. A little bit of everything. I told you that.
Everything in moderation. All right, so rooting for the Mystics, certainly happy. They're a far improved team from last year. And isn't the WNBA possibly, like, isn't everybody a free agent next year or something? Aren't there some really...
Well, they're going to do collective bargaining. And they're adding two more teams, which means you can only protect so many people. Like, I work for Under Armour, full disclosure, Monumental. We have Kelsey Plum. She got out of Vegas to go to be the star in Los Angeles. All kinds of things are happening, but they're going to be good, the Mystics, because they have Georgia, who's injured. She'll be back in here. Kiki, Sonya, Alyssa. I mean, they got Coleman. So whether you keep the veterans or not, and I love Sykes. She's my favorite player. Jack of all trades. Really good player. Led Syracuse to the Final Four. And I'll jump back in on the NBA stuff. I will. But they got a collective bargaining, and they're adding two new teams. So they need more players. Next thing they do is have to pay more. So those fringe players or those bench players that are playing overseas or not playing in the WNBA because they don't pay as much as people think right now, it's going to be a big – I don't think they'll strike, but they're going to get it done. Then you got to figure out where to go, and then they're going to add Toronto. So then they'll be at 15 teams, and they'll be settled, and they'll be strong, and they'll figure out where they're going to go. And these women can really play, and there's more of them. Yes, Caitlin Clark-Reese isn't playing well this year, but really – the best players, Asia Wilson and Collier from the Lynx. It's going to be New York versus Minnesota right now, the way I see it. You know, they're doing it in the WNBA, though, JP. Like, I want to live in New York. I want to go play with Breonna Stewart and win it. So they're getting these second, third, and fourth best players there. And then the Lynx was right on it last year, and they have some players that have gone there. They're going to fix that. You know, it's just like Adam Silver. You know, should guys trade 5 first rounds for Desmond Bain and Mikal Bridges? It's all connected. And we'll get to college if you want. I'll do 2 segments. I don't mean to be like that, but there's a lot going on in the basketball world. Toby, we don't have to talk about the Nats and the Orioles, okay? Talk about wait until next year.
All right. So hold on.
Anyways, all that stuff, JP, is going on in the NBA, the WNBA, and now, of course, college. It's all kind of the same.
All right. Let's try to get to the game tonight. Game 5. The Pacers, I think, have already surpassed expectations, getting this thing to 2-2.
Agreed.
They had a chance to get up 3-1, though, and SGA just looked like the best player on the court late in that game. I want to start specifically with Halliburton. I know how much basketball you watch, how tied into coaches you are across the country. Did you think Tyrese Haliburton, you know, a small guard coming out of Iowa State, I think, would ever become this guy?
Well, he's not as small as you think. I did. I have presentations I've done on why he was the best value. Remember, Anthony Edwards was the best player in that draft, but Haliburton was the value because he can handle the ball and shoot. I like Haliburton, and you know me, JP. Haliburton's from Wisconsin and begged Marquette, Wisconsin, to take him, and they wouldn't take him. I knew the coach at the time, Prohm over at Iowa State. All Haliburton did was drive himself there four times. On the fourth time, Iowa State's like, all right, we'll give you a scholarship if you stop driving over here and bugging us. Like, he's that kind of guy. You know, he's a grinder. He's going to prove people wrong. He is 6'5". I think last game was a chance, and I grew up in Boston. I grew up in Boston with, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers going at it for 10 straight years, right? Like, those games 3, 4, and 5 can be pivotable one little way. You know, Magic Johnson hits a hook shot and the Lakers repeat. Things like that. That game 4 was pivotable. All of a sudden, the Pacers had a more experienced coach. They got more experience with Siakam, and McConnell's old and Toppin's been around. But it's about Haliburton and Siakam, really. But they didn't put him away. And what I want to ask you, JP, was that, is this the rise of OKC? Because had they lost, I think they don't win the series, and now it's either too young. What's going on there with Williams and, of course, SGA, the MVP? But don't forget Chet Holmgren. They're switching on defense, and those guys cannot get by that seven-footer. Chet Holmgren was on our Under Armour circuit forever. He's from Minnesota. I've watched him really closely. I know he went to Gonzaga. So you've got SGA and Williams versus Siakam and Haliburton. And I do think Haliburton was going to be really good. I didn't think he was going to be a superstar. I didn't think he was going to make shots like he did. I didn't think he was going to get out of Sacramento and go to Indiana, a place that loves basketball. Like, he's in a great spot. And they've got a nice deep team. But can their bench keep up with the total of OKC? Because they need their bench to score. McConnell, Mathurin has 27. They win. You know, him and Luke Dort, Montreal kids. I could do this all day, Toby. I've known all these kids since they were young. And now they're men playing in the finals. But what I want to know, you get, JP, you've seen greatness here in quarterback coming from, you know, the Commanders to whatever happens with Ovechkin is ridiculously watching. Is SGA turning into that, and was game 4 pivotal by hitting the three, winning, then getting three stops in a row, and now all of a sudden they're going to win tonight? Okay, I don't know if they're going to win by 10, JP, but they're going to win tonight. And all of a sudden OKC, with the youngest roster, gets title thrown. SGA is the greatest MVP. Unlike a lot of teams, those guys aren't going to move because they can pay him because they drafted him. It's a very interesting thing, but I thought the Pacers had a chance, JP, but to let the lead slip away, then not be able to score, and I'm going to give Chet Holmgren a bunch of credit since. I'm wondering if we watched a little bit of history being developed into this OKC thing could take on. They got a bunch of picks, too, coming up. You know, they have done an unbelievable job, Sam Presti, and that's where Will Dawkins from the Wizards has come from. Came from the Sam Presti. The patience, the youth, they act like a college team. They're all out there doing interviews. They don't seem ever to pout. They really root for each other. So that was a pivotal game 4, and I'll put that up there with a lot of them, that this could lead to something that might be sort of a somewhat dynasty unless Victor Wembanyama can get it going. OKC's future is bright, and I think that they're going to win this series.
I thought the game the other night, I guess game 4, really hinged when Mathurin missed those two free throws. Mm-hmm. I mean, he missed 3 out of 4 free throws in like 20 seconds, and SGA just knocked everything down in sight. So you like OKC tonight, no problem, it sounds like.
I mean, the money line, I do. Not that you should gamble, Toby. Be careful. But if you do, I just, at home, the crowd, what that loss did to the Pacers have been playing on mojo. Let's face it. You got to remember, the Mavericks were the 5th seed last year. The Celtics had a pretty easy run. They were the first seed team. Well, the Pacers this year were like the Mavericks last year. They're just deeper. Like, they weren't supposed to be there. It was supposed to be the Cavaliers, the Celtics, or the Knicks. And they got a lot of mojo going. I wonder, JP, you know, hey, Toby, I don't know if you golf, but you saw J.J. Spahn hit those two in 17 and 18. When you got the mojo on M Street having drinks at a bar and you're rolling, that's one kind of mojo. When you have mojo coaching and you're winning, everything you do works. Or when you're on the golf course, I think the Pacers had that. I wonder if it slipped away, JP, and now they get blown out tonight. That's kind of my leaning towards, like, hey, those guys in Vegas don't, you know, they know what they're doing. All of a sudden it's 10. You know, they held on to win by 7. They're really deep at home. Wiggins at 24 minutes and 18 points in game two at home. He's a Maryland kid. We love him. Like, all of a sudden, the mojo's going their way. And are the Pacers quite talented enough? They're close. But Siakam doesn't shoot it well enough. I love him as a winner on Toronto, but he also had Kawhi Leonard. And now it's going to be Halliburton's going to be tested. We started talking about Halliburton and how great he is, and he is. But you got to win the championship or put on a real performance to see where you can go with that. And I don't know. I think it's an uphill battle. I think the OKC thing, like I said, there's been – you look at the NBA Finals from 1980 on, you know, the Sixers and Dr. J, through the Isaiah Thomas years, through the Bulls years, through the Rockets years. When you win those pivotal games three or four, sometimes you can bury a team of five, and then it doesn't really matter. I just felt like OKC. And I was surprised. When they were down seven, I was texting Gary Williams and Ed Tapscott and all these guys, knocking, you know, Byron Kerr, who does your stuff, will tell you. I like texted during the game, unfortunately. Byron Kerr is a great guy, does CW. Like, I'm like, wow, the Pacers have a lot of veteran coaching and a lot of veterans. They could take this. 8 minutes later, I'm totally wrong, Toby. They lose, and now all of a sudden, I'm like, wow, OKC is going to take this and run with it. And SGA is the real deal.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you about is SGA. I mean, it still feels like even though he won the MVP, averaging over 30 and playing really well in these playoffs, that he's still somehow underrated. What have you made of the way that he's kind of come on the scene and played really, really well this postseason, and what's it going to take out of him to finish off this series and win it for OKC?
He has to keep scoring because he frees up Jalen Williams, who came from Santa Clara. I knew Jalen Williams because he played for Herm Sendek. Another guy like Halliburton I thought was going to be better than he was, but not that good. SGA, everybody knows he's been good, Toby, he's a Canadian kid. I know his cousin, Nikhil Alexander Walker, is his half-brother. Hokie, there you go. That's right. That's Toby. It's all connected, brother. Well, SGA's taking a step. It's nice having Chet Holmgren healthy. It's nice having Caruso off the bench. There's all kinds of different things they can do. But at the end of the day, the best players in the world in the NBA are trying to stop what they can. And when you see him in person, and I saw him a couple times in person, how much better he's gotten. And I'm on the McDonald's committee with Joey Wooten. I said, I just spoke to some high school young men. I'm very blessed to go around and talk to men and women at IMG or the McDonald's game. I say, he's your example. You have to keep getting better. But he loves the game. He plays defense. He's on an enthusiastic roster, but he continues to carry them with his ability to get better. Does he push off a little and get away with it? Hey, I don't know. I know Scott Foster seems like a good ref. Scott Foster also likes the Stars a lot. You know, Silver's up there saying, hey, we want our MVP to play well. I think he pushes off a little bit. But SGA has gotten better. I love his energy. I love how he loves representing Canada. I think the All-Star game is going to be wild because if Canada doesn't play with the Americans, I'm predicting that the international team with Canada on their side can beat the Americans, which is really scary. That's what happened in the 90s and in 89 when we had to get the Dream Team together. Well, SGA is leading this crew along with Joker. You know, you got a Canadian – and a Serbian, and all of a sudden, if the NBA is going to change a little. Well, SGA still went to college. I want to make my point. He still went to Kentucky. He went to a traditional school, which I think is really important. He played in college. He had to play with other guys. He learned how to travel. He got coached by John Calipari. All this goes into what makes him a great player, just like Jordan. I didn't say he's Jordan yet, but he's young enough to do it. With Duncan and Wake Forest, or Jordan with Dean Smith and Carolina. Like, I just love SGA's makeup. I like that he went to a real school. I like that he just seems to be a very normal guy. But he has to score 30 for them to win. Sure, but Jalen Williams can score it, and Caruso's good, and Lou Dort, another Canadian, by the way. Lou Dort's from Montreal, who went to Arizona State. So, like, it's growing that game, but it's a different look for the NBA. And I'm going to ask you this, JP, because you cover everything. JP's seriously a grinder, hard worker, comes to Baltimore, was the Orioles, the Ravens. We love you, JP. But you're also like a worldly guy, JP. Is this a passing of the torch from the James? And no, you know, I know I'm with under. I love Curry, all right. That.
No, it's happening.
Even Brunson a little, but like, does SGA like make the official announcement? McBee, Halliburton, even Joker. Like, where's this going now? Like, do you see some of that, JP? Are you
totally?
What do you think that does for the league?
I think as long as LeBron and Steph are around, and even KD to a lesser degree, whether they should or shouldn't be, they remain the faces of the league. But those guys haven't won titles. I think titles are when casual fans really start to pay attention, and I think you're seeing that happen.
Well, and I think they wanted Anthony Edwards to be the guy, but then he got knocked out. And I think in turn, the NBA is going to benefit from, it's either going to be Halliburton or SGA because they're going to win this finals.
Well, and I think it would help if Ant would stop yelling about his member to fans. talking with our friend Jimmy Patsos here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Jimmy a follow.
Ant is growing up. You know, he didn't win at Georgia. He had an interesting career. He was on our circuit, too. Anthony Edwards is going against Chet Holmgren, Jalen Suggs, and those guys at the enormous circuit. And Anthony Edwards can make shots, but Minnesota, is that as good a market as the other two? I don't know. But I think what you say about winning matters. I do like Anthony Edwards a lot. Well, he's grown up a lot and taken a really good step. If they get a real point guard, they could be interesting. But I think the SGA thing, I like the Spurs with D. Fox and this guy. When you see Victor in person, it's just ridiculous. The Castle's a rookie of the year. The West is coming. The East could take a step back. But the SGA thing, and then where Brunson can do it. But the Halliburton Pacers, their future is bright. They have Jairus Walker from Baltimore, who's not even playing right now. He's a little injured. He's got a bright future. And he's like a Derek Queen where he can do lots of stuff. I think it's interesting, the passing of the torch, but I think it's good for the league. And that leads me to the Wizards, that just keep the faith. I know it's not going to be the easiest of years. Keyshawn George was the hit of the draft, you know. Mm-hmm. Bub, we know Bub's a Baltimore kid, played in all 82 games, and Sarr put up some numbers. I think Sarr is really good. The question is, can he get the next step because he has to get stronger? Dawkins and them hit on this draft. Who they draft next at 6, and, like, can they become OKC? I'm not saying that right now. But they hit on the last draft. The question is, can you join these guys? You sort of got to have a star. And OKC has 2 stars to me, and the Pacers have 2 almost stars. Siakam doesn't want to be a star, but he's obviously really talented. The question is, where does all this lead to in the next wave of players? The future's really bright. DeVisanta and Peterson and Kansas and the people that are coming, and obviously Cooper Flagg. Let me ask you this, JP. Are you buying Cooper Flagg? Is he that good? Do you think he changes the next? Is he the next wave, or is this a little bit of a fluff? Obviously, he's very good. I've seen him. I'm not saying he's guaranteed because he doesn't shoot it like Larry Bird. What's your take, JP?
If the Wizards got the 1 seed, hell yeah, he was the truth. Now, I'm not so sure. Jimmy, we got to run. I did want to ask you about Buzz. I might just text you. I feel like he's doing a great job in College Park.
Buzz is no real 30 seconds. Look, GW is going to be the most improved team in the league, and George Washington and Caputo, I did the games, but they've got an unbelievable roster, and they're going to make the next step. You know, it's always a fun area with AU making the tournament and all those. But this is about Maryland basketball. And Payne's really good, and Watts can shoot it from Washington State. That's Slick Watts for you older people's listening, grandson. Miles Rice, can he play the point from Indiana? We're going to find out. Buzz has put together with Darius Adams and Guillermo Del Pino, another kid that played in our Elite 24. He's a kid from overseas. He's got 10 real guys. They're going to play really hard. I think it's going to be a less enthusiastic, quiet, like running around town than Willard. But maybe a little bit more focused and coaching, JP, and getting it done. And, like, don't be surprised if those guys make a big run this year. Buzz is very good. He's very focused. He's just a kind of a grinder worker guy, and that's good. But I think the future's bright. But him and Steve Rockeford, his assistant, who's outstanding, they got 10 real guys that can play, JP, and you're coming and sitting courtside with me. And Toby, you're invited as well. Love you guys.
Done deal. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
you, Coach.
I'll be at the beach the week after the 4th. I'll see you at Starboard. Jimmy's gone. Lord knows where to. I'm sure he's busy. Always appreciate Coach Patsos. Still got to get White Brian the Auburn shoes. That's on me. Left hand up. When we come back, I want to get specific to the Wiz and what they're going to do in the draft. Our friend Chase Hughes joins the program.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Great conversation with Jimmy Patsos. Make sure you check that out wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the entire show wherever you get your podcasts. For me, I'm a Spotify guy. Tobo, where do you go?
Spotify.
I think a lot of people use Apple Podcasts or Apple Music. A lot of people use Amazon. You aware of that?
I didn't even know they had something.
I think they do.
I had no idea.
It's news to me. Jeff's working on getting Chase Hughes on the line. I'd like to do a brief investigation, not into – it takes a lot for us as a group between the five of us to just kind of just have to walk away from a conversation. But our guy Jeff Walker just got us there.
Well, Jeff can do that.
Lanville, I'd like your attention, please. If you can, direct your gaze at Toby for a moment. Toby, if you can, hold up that really small plastic cup of water. Show the people on the stream, and then show Lanville. Lanville, we do this program for 4 hours, I believe. I believe it's a four-hour-long program. That's how much water Toby's had all day. Is that little plastic cup, and he's had like four sips of it. I don't think that's proper hydration.
Nah, he definitely needs to hydrate more.
I live in a perpetual state of dehydration.
Yeah, because you're drinking a little cup of water for 4 hours. Why don't do you know how many cups White Brian has? He's got cups to proclaim he's a dog mom, and he's not a mom or a dog. He doesn't have a dog.
He's got a beast cup today. Yeah, no, I understand. I could find another cup.
You got to up your fluid intake to be part of the show.
I'm worried about your fluids. Yo, I got this mug from Toyota. Shout out to Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. I'll give you this.
I'll be all right. I got stuff at home.
All right, well, you need more than that little cup. I'm worried about your hydration levels, Toby.
I appreciate that.
Thank God you're not doing the stuff most of us do to dehydrate yourself, but still, you do have to rehydrate. All right, let's talk some NBA draft. I got Chase Hughes on the line. Chase, what up, dude?
Not much, man. Good to be on with you.
Yeah, dude. Thank you for making time. Obviously, you can watch and read all Chase's work for Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at ChaseDCSports. A lot going on in the basketball world. I want to talk about the finals tonight, but I do want to get up to speed on the number six pick in this draft. Where do you think the Wiz should go or leaning? Where are we at?
Well, most mock drafts right now have them taking a guy named Jeremiah Fierce out of Oklahoma. He's a guard, a really talented scorer, very athletic. But what's really interesting about it is he doesn't really fit the type of player that they've targeted so far under their new front office. Like, he's kind of small for his position. He doesn't have long arms, and he's not known for his defense. All the guys they've drafted so far have fit that bill. So I'm kind of doubtful that will end up being the pick. I think there's still a wide range of possibilities. I think Derek Queen of Maryland is still very much a possibility. I think Kaman Malawach of Duke, the big man, is about 7'2 with a 7'7 wingspan. He's another guy that you see linked to them. And then another player that, I'll give you two other names. One guy that I'm kind of interested to see if he'll fall is Ace Bailey of Rutgers. All year people thought he was a top three pick, but I think there's a chance he's there at six. And then one other guy I would point to is Igor Demet of BYU. He's expected to go later in the lottery. But unlike Jeremiah Fierce, he just really fits what the Wizards like. He's a 6'9 point guard who's got the positional size that they look for.
6'9 point guard named Igor?
Mm-hmm.
Tallest guard to ever measure at the combine, by the way.
Listen, generally, as a general rule, I think dudes named Igor are kind of scary. So maybe the Wiz could use that edge.
Yeah, I mean, he could have an even scarier name. He goes by Igor Demon, but if it was Igor Demon, then that would be another level.
Chase, outside of Cooper Flagg and maybe Dylan Harper, since you're saying that Ace Bailey could fall, who fits the best in terms of what the Wizards have done since this new front office has taken over? Who fits the best with this current roster? You know, all things on the table, if someone were to fall to six, who's their best option outside of Harper or Flagg?
Well, I think it would be a great situation if Trey Johnson of Texas fell. B.J. Edgecombe would be a great fit for them. I just don't think he gets past four. I'm expecting him to be the third overall pick. He's a really, really good defensive guard, and he's just so perfect next to Tyrese Maxey with the Sixers at three or LaMelo Ball with the Hornets at four. So I think the best-case scenario would be Trey Johnson falling because he's about 6'6", kind of like a Devin Booker. Might be the best shooter in this draft and has a chance to just be a really complete offensive player. Like, I could see 5 years from now him being the top scorer on a really good team, averaging 20-plus points per game. And, you know, he might not be the greatest defender, but the Wizards have laid, I think, a really solid foundation on defense. I think this, in general, could be the year that they start to add some offensive firepower to their young core because they've got their rim protector, they've got their wing defenders, and there just happen to be a lot of really talented offensive players that are projected to go in their range.
Talking with our friend Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports Network. You can give Chase a follow at Chase DC Sports. Of course, Chase joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Dude, so I'm looking at the Ringer's mock draft, and they have Derek Queen going to the Wiz, which I would love. I think Queen's offensive game has so much versatility, and I think he's only going to get better. I'd love to see a dude in the NBA wearing a baggy long sleeve shirt underneath his jersey. But the name they have at 7 is a name I'm interested in. And you know, this pains me to say it as a Dukie, but Con Knipple just seems to do all the right things at the right time. Do you think the Wiz would be interested in Knipple?
See, he's another player that doesn't really fit the archetype that they've gone for. It doesn't mean they couldn't use a player like Con Knipple. I mean, he is one of the best shooters in this draft. He shot 40% last year at Duke on like over 5 attempts a game, and they are maybe the worst shooting team in the league, right? They were 30th in offense. They struggle to shoot from 3. So they're going to have to get better at that long term, and I think they will. The problem for them is they're just a really young team. They've drafted all these young players that weren't great shooters when they picked them, but they have a philosophy that they could teach players how to shoot. It just takes years. So, you know, at some point, Alex Starr, Blokul, all these guys might take a step forward at the same time, and the Wizards become a good shooting team. So Con Knipple would fit in that regard, but he doesn't really have the defense or the size that they generally look for. Now, Derek Queen, there's some defensive concerns about him, but he's got – I think he's got enough positional size, especially if he's going to play the 4. He's like 6'9.5" without shoes. He's got a pretty big wingspan, and he's just so talented. I mean, we all watched him up close this year.
Yeah.
But I just can't get over how I went to go see him in College Park play against Rutgers, and it's Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, 2 projected top 5 picks, and he was pretty clearly the best player on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, DQ was really impressive throughout. I also like the idea, especially watching the OKC right now, when they roll out Hartenstein and Holmgren.
Mm-hmm.
You think Malawach is a realistic spot at 6? Because you put him and Saar on the court. That's a lot of length.
I do think he's a realistic option. And funny, because when the Wizards first got the 6th pick, just like at first glance, I thought, well, the one guy they're not picking is Malawach, right? They just got Alex Saar. But when you really think about it, they might fit really well together, because Malawach is much more of a traditional center who can set screens, protect the rim, throw down lobs. And Alex Saar, you know, anyone who watched this year could tell that he's more comfortable playing on the perimeter. Mm-hmm. And he's the size of 5, but he likes to play like a 4. So he likes to shoot 3s. And on defense, you know, he's really versatile, and he's got good mobility for his size. So if you had someone who could protect the rim, then he could sort of roam around and be a sort of a 3/4 who switches on the smaller players. And then just as a rim protection combination, Malawach and Saar could be one of the better duos, you know, protecting the paint in the league. It could look a little bit like what the Cleveland Cavaliers have with Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. It could be really effective if you've got 2 shot blockers on the floor at the same time. It makes things easier for everybody else. And again, for Saar, you know, he wouldn't have to camp in the paint. He could, you know, run out to the perimeter, you know, guard wings, maybe defend some guards. So I think it makes a lot of sense. And Malawach, I think, has a much higher ceiling than people who watched him last year might realize, because he reclassified just like Cooper Flagg. So he's a year younger than he normally would be going through this process. He should be a rising freshman in college. And also, everyone you talk to that knows him and, you know, played for Duke last year, guys like, I was at the combine talking to Cooper Flagg and Knipple and Tyrese Proctor. A lot of them say that he is a really good 3-point shooter. He just didn't really get to show that last year at Duke. They didn't ask him to do that. He only took 16 threes and made, I think, 4 of them. But he's got really good shooting touch for his size.
Talking with our friend Chase Hughes here. You can follow him at Chase DC Sports. I appreciate all this. I really want the Wiz to nail this 6th pick. I also wanted to ask you one other thing. Obviously, you've been covering the Wiz almost, I'd say, exclusively for a while now. But before that, you covered the Nats. I'm guessing you overlapped with Davey Martinez in some capacity. Are you surprised by where things appear to be for the Nats and with Davey specifically?
Well, I saw his comments saying that, you know, it's not the coaches, it's the players, essentially. And I find that really interesting just because he was a player. You know, he had a long career. He wasn't, you know, a Hall of Famer, but he was a good MLB player. So he understands both sides of the coin. And I would imagine it's not the words he would have chosen if he had more time to think about it. And the backlash has also been kind of interesting among fans because Davey has been sort of invincible over the years. Like, obviously, he took a lot of heat year one, but then after the World Series, I haven't heard much criticism of him until this point. And I think it's probably just a product of a frustrating season. And I don't know if a managerial change would fix what's wrong with the Nationals this year.
Nope.
I mean, I think like everybody else, I'd say they just, bullpen, but I think they just need probably a little bit more resources for Mike Rizzo to work with.
Chase, thanks, dude. When is the draft? We need to circle back closer.
June 25th is the first round, and then the 26th is the second round.
Okay. Let's plan on talking to you that week as we zero in, okay?
Absolutely, man.
All right. Thanks, Chase, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Hope you had a great Father's Day, too. That's our boy,
you too.
Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports Network. Does a great job. Give him a follow at Chase DC Sports. When we come back, got to make...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Take some bets. You know, I don't think people know just how weird things are here all the time. Toby, how would you describe the aquarium right now?
Vibing.
Landfill's singing, Jeff's dancing.
Yeah, vibing, I think, is the correct word. It's kind of like it's the final segment of the day.
Yeah. Is this song by Supertramp? I had to Google this.
Yeah, it is.
Jeff, how familiar with Supertramp's catalog are you?
Well, that wasn't even... Well, that was the song I was singing, but I didn't even know that was the original song. Yeah, I was singing Cupid's Chokehold.
Well,
Gym Class Heroes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ba-da-da-da. There we go. Take a look at my girlfriend.
Listen, other radio programs may have more analysis, better guess. Nobody can outweird us, right? Nobody on the planet can outweird us.
For certain.
Rosenberg's always talking about they get Steve Young once a week. We got Jeff air humping to Supertramp.
Doing his stretches, all this craziness.
Lord knows what he...
It's called sex-robics.
Sex-robics,
Toby. Open up them hips, fellas. Hey, look, if you need a routine,
use a class,
I got
you. Toby.
He's stretching.
Keep telling Toby to get on the sex-robics bandwagon.
You know, Toby, maybe you really do need to get on the sex-robics bandwagon.
I'm going to listen to Coach Patsos and stay away.
How's it going with the ladies, Tobo?
Been great, man.
Really?
No.
I think we need to get you a bigger cup of water.
Yeah, let me be your hitch.
Let's try to hit
first
singles.
Of all, I don't think I want Jeff being my hitch.
Listen, obviously B. Mitch would be the choice, but he ain't here. So you have to pick one of the four of us to help you meet a woman.
Hmm.
Me, White Brian, Jeff, or Landfill?
Jeff is dead last.
Really?
You're probably third.
I probably know the most women out of all of us.
I'm behind Landfill?
I'm thinking...
I'm married for 10 plus years with two beautiful children.
I'm thinking White Brian second, and then Landfill and I are going to tear up the town.
Landfill, what's your dating advice for young Toby? He needs it. Lord knows he needs it.
Just got to keep hacking.
Are you on the apps? There's lots of apps.
No. I'm good.
I told you what you need to do, Toby. Come to sex robics.
I think I'm going to, again, this is why Jeff is dead last.
I think sex robics might help. I also think making some bets might help. All right. Did B text in a pick?
Nope. Pacers, let's get it,
hey,
baby.
B, it's an L.
What do you think B's going to say tomorrow when we tell him he gets it?
He's going to be so angry. He's going to try to fight us. No, he's going to say, exactly. No, those aren't the rules. You're making the rules up. No. That's not the rule. That's not the rule.
He's going to say it just like this. Oh, we ain't put no money on it. All right, worry about it.
I'll put it too.
Give me the Padres to beat the Dodgers tonight. Shohei pitching an inning or two tonight.
Ooh, I do want to.
Give me the Pods.
That thing starts at 10 o'clock. Can you watch? I don't get whatever like the baseball package is called. Is there a way for me to watch that?
It'll probably be on MLB Network, I would think.
Illegal Reddit stream?
There are ways, yes.
All right, send me a Reddit. Send me a link.
JP's in on the baseball package.
Jeff's in on all the packages. Yes, boys?
Thunder -9.5.
Damn, he's just blowout. Putting that in your face, Jeff. Why Brian just put his package in your face?
No, he did not. No, he did not.
His bet slip.
Pacers +9.5.
Landini?
With the win.
I'm taking Jamaica to beat Guatemala.
The Guatemalans are tough. This is their year. It's the Guatemalan golden generation. What's the capital of Guatemala, Toby?
No idea.
Guatemala City. I am taking the Nats. Who's pitching? Palmquist for the Rockies?
Palmquist and Jake Irvin for the Nats.
Dog.
Parlay with that with the Rockies.
Screw Jeff. You know what? Screw Jeff. Definitely dead last.
I like that Toby's mad. You got Toby mad in here. He's not coming to Sexrobics.
That's all right. Me and Valdez will fight him.
Ooh. Are you and Valdez cool again?
Yeah, me and Valdez are cool. We're cool. I can't putt either.
83.
That's not what I heard. I heard he's going to fight you.
Valdez kind of swole. He would kick your ass.
He would. He beat me on the golf course, beat me in everything.
I putted really well for 2 days and then forgot how altogether on the third day, landfill. Thank you to everybody listening to the program today. Thank you to Spencer Nussbaum for joining us. Thank you to Mark Seagraves for joining us. Thank you to Jimmy Patsos and to Chase Hughes for joining us. 83 days till Commanders football. Who do you think of? Commanders 83, Toby. Quick.
James Thrash.
No,
is that
dog.
Right? Was he 83?
It doesn't matter. Jeff, you got anybody?
Ricky Sanders?
Ricky Sanders. Where's Ricky Sanders, baby? Put him in the Ring of Fame. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Toby owes you some Sexrobics.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.